Well, as we get closer and closer to Christmas, let's not let down our guard. Let's keep praying, especially as all the things that are going on around us. For example, COVID and all its variants. Omicron, however you want to say the cron. We don't want it to attack our county, do we? We want to make sure we do everything in our prayers to see it decrease. So let's talk about a couple of the statistics. 17% of San Bernardino County have actually had COVID since March 1st, 2020, when they started monitoring it. So more could have had it before that. They think that is for sure. And yet, this is the number we have so far. Over 98% have recovered. Less than 1% have died from it. Today, there are 3,600 people that are not recovered, according to the stats that they are looking at. Here's the great news. Last year, same time, there were 16,700 not recovered. Now we have 3,600. So that's a huge difference. That's 13,000 less. So that's encouraging. Hospitals were at near capacity last year at this time. Today, it's at 65%. Now, when school started back face-to-face this year in late August, early September, the county started to monitor how many cases there were. There were 7,000 cases at the beginning of the school year. At present, there are 4,900. Now, they just got let off for the winter break, and there was an increase in the last week. This isn't completely alarming because at this time of year, it is normal that most kids get the flu or a cold or something like it. And thankfully, most of the Omicron, everybody that's gotten symptoms or are asymptomatic has been mild. So that's the good news, but that doesn't mean we need to let down our guard. Let's keep praying while they're on winter break. They get healed, recover, and they go back armed and dangerous in a good way, having had the disease so they can fight it off and have the immunity. If you want to check, and we highly recommend you do, your city's statistics, you can actually monitor your city and pray for your city's numbers to go down. Every week they post them and update them. There are links at the bottom of our prayer points PDF that you can click on. There's a link to the schools. There's a link to the locations of at least school districts. And there's a link to all the skilled nursing facilities based on the areas that they're in. So if you got family or children, or you just want to monitor and pray for your city or all three, go there, check it out. Watch God move as we pray together. We've been seeing prayers answered, and the more people that join, the more answers we're going to see. So, Father, we thank you, and we pray that the numbers do decrease in our county. We pray that the people who are unresolved are resolved and they recover quickly. We pray, God, that Omicron does not find its way in our place, that it dies off. And God, that you could do something miraculous, because there are a lot of people in our county that call upon your name. And you say those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. We declare this about our Lord. You alone are our refuge, our place of safety. You are our God, and we trust you. You will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease. You will cover us with your feathers. You will shelter us with your wings. Your faithful promises are our armor and protection. We will not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. We shall not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday, according to your word in Psalms 91. For those that have recovered, we pray that you would help them recover. We pray for people to support them and pray for them and surround them with love. We thank you, God, in Psalm 103. We bless you, Lord, O our soul, and we forget not all your benefits, that you forgive us most and foremost of all our iniquities, and you heal all our diseases. You redeem our life from the pit. And you crown us with steadfast love and mercy. We are so grateful for your love and your mercy. We ask God that you would help people be set free from the spirit of fear that seems to blanket this country. Well, we pray it gets taken away. It's bound in Jesus' name. We pray, God, you loose your angels of and your Holy Spirit that would rise up within us and fill us with your spirit of joy and of grace and of strength and to stand against that fear because you've given us power, love, and a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1:7. And you say, God, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if your people call by your name, we humble ourselves right now, we pray and seek your face, and we ask you, Holy Spirit, to search us. Help us to turn from any wicked way. Let us not watch or participate in anything that would grieve you, Holy Spirit. Then you will forgive our sin, and then you will heal our land. We pray for families to watch the words of their mouth, that they not speak with fear and dread. They would not dread the disease. Instead, they would make their homes a place of safety and they would trust you, O Lord, Most High, Almighty, that they would watch what they eat and watch what they participate in, and they would do as much as they can to keep their bodies healthy, according to Romans 12, 1 and 2, that our bodies are a living, holy sacrifice, that we would live transformed in our minds. That people in churches and everyone else, they would encourage people not to walk in fear, but they would be bold. They would reach out to the sick and pray for them, just like you did, Jesus. And that, God, we would find ways to encourage, give them notes, edify, help those who are struggling with sickness or are quarantined. Because and even to share something funny, because we know a joyful heart is good medicine. And so, God, we pray for the city to offer more ways for families to visit through technology, through any other way, and for the county to open creative ways to help those facing the sicknesses, and that they will not promote fear, but they will promote truth, and the truth will set us free. In Jesus' name. In summary, let's keep praying until we see these numbers go down. They have gone down since October. Hallelujah. So we can be thankful for that despite everything that's being said. Remember, God is bigger than any sickness. His name is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Let's pray for breakthrough. And like the early disciples, Father God, we ask that you would stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Amen.